The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Boop, 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 boop. Good morning. Hey, welcome to Monday. What happened to the weekend? What happened to the weekend? You know. Anyway, hey, good morning. It's June 16th, 2025. Welcome to Monday. Well, hey, thanks for waking up with us this morning. It's 7:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And David's here. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Hey, only 7 more working days till Monday. Do you feel sometimes that the weekends are work days?
You know, yeah. Yeah, I look at weekends as I have fun jobs. So when you're having fun, yeah. Is it really work?
Well, yesterday, of course, was Father's Day. And Linda said, You don't have to do anything today. Well, I did. I went out and got Odina the Wonder Horse. Linda and I went out there and I saddled her up and I was just riding around the big arena and Linda goes over and says, "You want to go?" And I said, "Sure," but I only had a halter and reins on her. I didn't have my bridle on her. And so I went out in the hinterlands for about an hour riding. And she was ready. It'd been too long since we'd been out there. You know, series of events. Anyway, she took off at a high trot, we call it. And, I mean, you can just sit in the saddle because of the way she moves, and off we went. And it was a beautiful ride. And on the way back, though, her head's bobbing, she's limping. And I get off, and I walk her around, and didn't notice it. And I get back on her, she starts limping again. And I thought, oh, boy, that's just what I need, just what she needs. She doesn't need this. And so I start picking up her hooves, and in her right front hoof had a rock stuck underneath the it was jammed in there with the horseshoe on. It's about the size of a ping pong ball. I mean, it was large. And it took me a while to get it pried out of there with my knife and everything. And she stood there with her foot up in the air, letting me bang around on it and get that, and then took that out, and everything was fine. That horse is incredibly sane. I would trust her with anybody on the ground, and just sitting on her or anything like that. She doesn't bite. She doesn't kick. She doesn't buck. She doesn't, when she's out in the trail, she's just solid. But she is a forward moving horse. If you're looking for a woe horse, you know, a horse that's more woe than go, she's not your horse. At least not most of the time. When you've had her up for 4 days, yeah, she slows down a little bit, but on the fourth day, she was ready to rock again. But it was really a pleasure to do that. And then we went out and had breakfast. And when, you know, breakfast have gotten to be $30 for two people with a coffee. I mean, yeah, that's kind of, I mean, you can go to the big places, you know, and probably get cheaper ones. Always go to Black Bear Diner. Because we give away Black Bear Diner books, but that's not where we were. We were in Palo Cedro. But it must be tough out there for, you know, small restaurants to be making it. But anyway, the food was good. The service was great. So, and you're helping the local economy. Okay. Do we have any national days?
There's only one. National Fudge Day.
Oh, okay. Today, sunny with a high near 93. Tomorrow, about 97. Now, we thought it was going to be up in the triple digits. Last week, that's what we announced, but it's not. But on Wednesday, it will be. It's going to be 102 And then it starts dropping. And Friday, even though it's going to be sunny, it's going to be around, it's going to be under 90. And Saturday, 83. Wow. And there's nothing about rain. And it's all going to be clear. So it's going to be a beautiful week, my friends, a beautiful week. And the weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is family owned, family operated, locally owned business out of Anderson, the Kinney family. Been at it for 30 years, third generation of the Kinneys running it. Great service, outstanding service, discounts for seniors and veterans. They're just good people down there, and they give great service to their customers. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. The assassin, the Minnesota assassin, has been caught. Did you see that over the weekend?
I just saw it this morning after you pointed that out.
Really? Yeah, this guy, dressed as a policeman, knocked on the doors of... I'm trying to find the exact names of them. Oh, here we go. Rating.com is not secure. Okay. He shot two Democratic Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses. And he killed, state rep who used to be in charge of their house there, Rep Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, and State Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette were shot multiple times and wounded in Brooklyn Park. Now, here's the thing is, I saw a, anyway, then the guy escaped, and it was, I mean, a massive search for him, and they found him in a, out in a small town where he owned some property out there, so they got him. And his name, it was, Vance Bolter, 57. And, he had been an appointee by Governor Waltz on one of their commissions and all this. Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like the guy was, you know, somebody sitting out there on the fringe. They found no King's, things in his car. They found a manifesto and they're still trying to figure this out. He dressed as a police officer. He wore a rubber mask, face mask. Yeah, you know, and when I saw, you know, they had a, like a, a video or a, you know, from a screen above the door of one of the houses. And I thought, the guy looks a little strange. You know, he's, it was because he's wearing a mask because you ain't got a side view of him. Anyway, he shoots and kills, Hortman and her husband. John Hoffman, the state senator, was shot 9 times and lived. His wife, who gave a press release, was shot 8 times. Now, what was this guy shooting to shoot somebody 9 times and his wife 8 times and not kill him? They said that, you know, they were operating, they were in serious condition, but, and they've had numerous operations. But she's already been making a press statement, a press release about it. Now, unfortunately, the other two, Hoffman and her husband, Mark, he killed them and then took off. And the, but they've caught him now. This is going to be an interesting, turn, you know, it's interesting to follow what's going to happen with this. But I'm glad they caught him. And again, when I saw that he'd been shot that many times, it was kind to, I just wondered. I mean, if you're shooting like a 9mm and you shoot somebody 9 times, where's he shooting them? I mean, or were they, or it, okay, conjecture's over. We'll find out. Okay. All right, let's take a break. I could be wrong, but I think Anne-Marie's calling in. I have not been right several times, but I think she's calling in today. So, Anne-Marie, if you're calling, give us a call. We're taking a quick break here.
stop. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares. KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here on Monday, the 16th of May, 7:20 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance. That's right. Our community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance of right here in Redding, California, for your auto, homeowners, life, and other insurance policies and help. Located on Mistletoe Drive at 857. Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading. You can reach me at 530-224-2345. And on the phone is Anne Marie.
Good Monday morning, everyone. Good to be back.
Oh, I'm glad
to see you. Did you miss me?
Well, yeah, you know, and the thing is you gave me very, because it's like you, you're very organized. You gave me a list of when you're going to be here and when you're not. I, of course, just immediately, the way I'm organized at my desk, just it just disappeared. So that's why I thought, was she, is she going to be on today? I knew you were going to, you weren't, if you weren't on last week, I knew you're pretty sure going to be on this week. So.
You got it.
But see, you have strange holiday. Well, not strange, but you know, you get Easter holiday, and then I thought you could be doing a Father's Day holiday.
Oh no, just celebrations. Husband's birthday, his parents' wedding anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
It's all during the month of June.
Yeah.
So lots of fun there. We had out of town family. We had out of state family visiting. So it was fun.
Well, it's a good thing the Good News Rescue Mission has got those extra beds up there. If, you know,
we were able to handle everything.
Yeah,
but, it was a revolving door for a while.
You got all those people visiting Good News Rescue Mission. You know, they can get showers and fed, and I mean, it's not a bad place. Okay, so what's happening?
Well, since we last spoke, I was able to attend the 20th anniversary celebration for another Chance Animal Welfare League, located in Palisadro in the Holiday Market Complex. It was a great event, and it highlighted the group's service in the community. For upcoming events or more information on the group, visit Another Chance Animal Welfare League on Facebook. Vitalant is looking for blood donations during the month of June, and through June 28th, donors will receive a $10 gift card and a chance to win $10,000. Two will win $10,000. For scheduling information or questions, visit vitalant.org. The Wings of Summer Butterfly House is now open at Turtle Bay in Redding. I can't wait to do this. The event will run through August 10th with hundreds of butterflies available for viewing. This exhibit is free for Turtle Bay members and included with paid park admission. You can also purchase a butterfly feeding stick for $2, and there are some additional options. Turtle Bay Exploration Park is located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Redding. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Join in the festivities for the Law Enforcement Torch Run on Tuesday, June 17th, starting at 10 a.m. at Best Buy on Hilltop Drive in Redding. Come gather to watch this leg of the Law Enforcement Torch Run and show your support for Shasta County Special Olympics. The run will go down Hilltop Drive. For more information, that can be found at Special Olympics Shasta County on Facebook. Also on Tuesday, look for the Veterans Connect program at the Reading Library from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. This is a great opportunity for California veterans and their families to learn more about local resources, programs, and benefits they have earned through their military service, including but not limited to housing needs, medical care, and other resources. Veterans Connect at the Reading Library is a weekly outreach that takes place on Tuesdays. The library is located at 1100 Parkview Avenue in Reading. On Wednesday, enjoy Alabama Live in concert with special guest Eddie Montgomery at the Reading Civic Auditorium Lawn located at 700 Auditorium Drive in Reading. Showtime is 7 p.m. Tickets start at $60, and more information about the tickets and the event can be found at readingcivic.com. There will be a Juneteenth celebration in Reading on Thursday, June 19th from 3:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. in downtown Reading at 1500 Market Street. This is a free event to attend, and more information can be found on the City of Reading Facebook page. This week, get ready for the Shasta District Fair to take place June 18th through 22nd. Wednesday is Kids Day with $5 admission and 12 and under are free. Parking fee is $7. Thursday is Senior Day with those 62 and older getting in for free admission. Parking is $7. Friday is Cattlemen's Day. Regular admission applies and regular parking fees apply. Saturday, June 21st, is Veterans Day at the fair, with free admission for veterans with ID and $7 parking fee. Sunday is First Responders Day, with free admission for our first responders with ID. And on Sunday, there will be free parking for everyone. Hours for the Shasta District Fair are Wednesday and Thursday, noon to 11 p.m., Friday and Saturday, noon to midnight, and Sunday, 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pre-sale tickets are available through June 17th and can be found online at Shasta District Fair and Events Center.com. Shasta District Fair is located at 1890 Brick Street in Anderson. Celebrate the 80th anniversary of Shasta Dam this Friday, June 20th, starting at 10 a.m. at the Shasta Dam Visitor Center, 16349 Shasta Dam Boulevard in Shasta Lake. The all-day event will include a business mixer at 10 a.m., celebration program at 11 a.m., an open house with refreshments at noon, guided tours at 1 p.m. and 2 p.m., followed by another open house at the Boomtown Museum at 1525 Medium Avenue from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. And then after that, there's going to be a concert at the park at Claire Ingle Park, a fun day full of activities. Brews by the Bridge will take place Saturday, June 21st at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. This event is for folks 21 and older and located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Reading. Tickets are $30 pre-sale and $35 at the gate. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. And that is just a quick sample of events coming up. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar. Till next time, everyone.
Wow. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm. The weather is warming up, and people are getting out and doing stuff.
Yeah, and it's not. And the weather's going to be very good this weekend. It's only going to be on Saturday 83 and Sunday 89, and Friday about 89. So it's going to be great weather out there.
It's been a good June so far.
So mm-hmm. far, so good. Okay, Anne-Marie, thank you very, very much.
Have a great week, everyone.
You bet. Okay, and our community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane in Redding, California. Give them a call at 530-224-2345, and we'll be right back.
Potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hey, Redding. say big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Am I on? Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. He's streaming live all over the world at KCNR1460.com. You can listen to our baseball games, and we had all three of them this weekend. We're going to have all three of them next weekend. Now, they're playing on Thursdays sometimes, and we're not able to do all the Thursday games due to prior commitments to national news. However, we're going to do the games all through the rest of the season. I may do a game. David's going to do a couple of games. Jacob, though, should be there for all of them.
And you know, Spencer did good last night.
Did Spencer do well?
Yeah. I figured out how to set his EQ where he sounds a little older.
What is he, 12?
I think he's 17, 18 or something.
You've seen him, right?
Yeah.
He's got a very youthful face.
He does. And voice. I EQ'd him to sound a little more older, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? I may just grab Spencer and do a Thursday game just to do it.
Do it.
You know, to call a baseball game, the Colt 45s. I'll bring those two little bats and I'll go click. When you can hear the
wooden bat,
bat sound. And what I tell my announcers is, you're not going to be perfect. Don't apologize. Don't say, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, no, I got that. No, just keep going. You'll get it right the next time. And if you're not pronouncing the name right, trust me, their grandmother or their mother or their father will get a hold of me immediately. They just look up our website, see how to get, send me an email, and they do it. Tell me how much they enjoy the games, and gosh, being able to listen to their grandson or their son play. But you pronounce the name, and they phonetically, you know, put it out there. And which I then hand down to our announcers. Jacob's doing a good job. Spencer did a good job last night.
He really did.
Is Spencer going to be there with you?
He's going to be there.
Am I paying Spencer?
You said a little. Yeah, you said you were.
A modicum?
A little bit.
How much? No, don't tell me. Don't tell me on the air. I'll faint. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I mean, you're looking for the windshield whisperer. It's Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody's better than him than repairing those windshields on any vehicle. Car, truck, SUV. RVs. I've seen RVs down there he's been working on. How about electric cars, hybrid cars, internal combustion car? It doesn't make any difference to them. He treats every automobile equally. There is no diversity on how he treats cars and trucks. Hey, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. Brings it into a climate controlled area and fixes it up. You're not going to be disappointed. If you want to, if you're not sure, gosh, should I get this? What, how bad is this? Bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street for a free inspection and analysis. Get your windshield repaired by the Master Windshield Repair Specialist. Give them a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Or like I said, drop by, and if he's got a chance, he'll always have time to come out and look at something and give you his unqualified. He is the best. His when I say that, there is nobody going to question it. Locally owned, locally operated, and it's a veteran owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. In case people have forgotten over the weekend, you know, we have short attention spans here. The Israeli-Iranian conflict is still going head strong. Israelis took out the four of the leaders of their strategic intelligence, of the Iranian Strategic Intelligence Department. And Israel has been taking hundreds of ballistic missile hits. So, and they're coming in waves. What they'll do is they'll shoot it, and then the defense systems will knock those down, and then they launch right after that before they can reload. So you'll be seeing probably more systems coming in there. These are ballistic missiles. And so what they've done is they're going after the targeting systems. They're going after the launchers themselves. They're going after the radars. They've taken out the air defense. The Israelis have. Now, was this a surprise, them attacking Iran? I saw something that showed within 5 to 6 days before the attack, the Iranians had the ability to build one nuclear device. Within 5 to 10 days, they could build 5 of them. By the time you got up to 30 to 60 days, they could have built 25 nukes. Think about that. That's how close they were. According to this news report I saw, the guy had it laid out, and he said this is, you know, from the, you know, the nuclear commission and all this. Now, you have to remember is that they were under an embargo, and President Obama lifted the embargo, gave him 15, I'm saying 15 billion, I don't know if it was something, it was a huge amount of money, and said, you can't work on your project for 5 years, which is kind of probably coincided when he wasn't going to be president. And of course they ignored that, but they took the money. And so here we are with Iran, a jihadist state that sponsors terrorism throughout the world, getting ready to have a nuclear weapon. So Hamas, when they attacked Israel on October 7th, and then so what Israel did was they completely destroyed the leadership and the middle management and probably some of the lower, a lot of the lower teams, destroyed Hamas. Not enough so that Hamas will never come back, because they'll always come back. Then they went after Hezbollah in Syria and Hezbollah in Lebanon. They went after the Houthis. They hit other militant organizations, Islamic jihadist organizations. And you think about it, this was just a lead up until Iran. Because now they're striking Iran, and they're not being attacked by Hezbollah or the Islamic Brotherhood or anything, because they've wiped them out pretty much. So if you were looking at it at that point and watching it, if you could look into the future and know they're setting up an attack on Iran and their nukes, which they've done. So is it going to work? I don't know. it would be nice to think that Iran does not have a nuclear device. Because if they get one or two of them, and it's, I don't know at what level they are, but you know, you can put a tactical nuclear device in some, you know, something the size of a 50-gallon oil drum. And imagine how easy that would be to move around. Or maybe even smaller. And I don't have any trust at all that the leadership of Iran would not want to put one of those, say, in New York City, down around the financial center, like you see in bad movies, or you see in, you know, action movies, to blow up and take out the whole financial center of the United States. They could put it, I guess, in L.A., but you wouldn't notice. Yeah, you notice. I'm just kidding. Anyway, so in case you haven't seen, they has not been the lead headlines. The lead headlines have been these other things that are going on, these ancillary things. But when you think about it, the most dangerous spot in the world right now isn't Ukraine and Russia. No, they're still killing each other. It's what's going on in Israel and Iran. And I hope that you kind of keep watching this. I'm kind of following it. What else? Where should I go to? I almost hate to do it. Because I'm going to talk about it later anyway. Oh, here we go. Governor Newsom criticizes Trump's parade as wasteful amid budget cuts controversy. He's issued a scathing critique of President Donald Trump's proposed budget cuts to public safety programs, much like you did, Gavin, much like you did when you cut out, cut out money to the law enforcement and all these things. Did you forget that? Oh, yes. He accused him of undermining law enforcement, increasing national debt for personal and political games. He uses our members of the military, our heroes, as his own chess pieces, and he's stacking the deck against our own state and local law enforcement. We've had enough, says the man that cut funding to law enforcement, who has taken a $1 billion surplus and turned it into billions of dollars of deficits because of his decisions, opening up all of Medi-Cal to illegals. Yeah, they're here illegally, but he opened it all up to them. Cost billions of dollars, and all of a sudden now it's kind of like, well, wait a minute, not everybody. What do you mean everybody? This is the man that spent billions on the train to nowhere, Gavin Newsom. I just kind of, when I hear this, it just kind of, you know, he doesn't have the solid ground to criticize somebody for this. And then he accuses Trump of using the military as chess pieces. Let's talk about that as soon as we come back from this break. I want to talk about the 250th anniversary celebration of the birthday of the United States Army because, yeah, I watched the parade, or most of it. And at the same time, I also observed the No Kings protest. So, you know, I looked at each of them. So let's talk about that when we get back, right after these messages.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years.
Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hey, Reading, say big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Yeah, I'm real good on the presser, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Monday when the weekend's been too strong.
Welcome back.
I just work straight through.
Good
the
morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Thanks for joining us today, you and thousands of your friends out there. We appreciate you all. We appreciate our listeners and we appreciate our sponsors. We're running all the, the reason that we can run the Colt 45s games, all the games, is because you all sponsor them. And so thank you very much. We may actually have a couple games left on like Thursdays, Wednesday and Thursday games, which are good games too. And if you're interested in that, give Sue a call at 530-605-4565. Okay. The 250th birthday of the United States Army. And I can tell you, I was jealous. It's the Marine Corps' 250th birthday too in November. I'm not sure about the Navy's. I'm sure it must be in there in August or something. The Army and the Navy and the Air Force don't really celebrate their birthdays like the Marine Corps. The Marine Corps, we go full out and we celebrate our birthdays, as you know. And this year on November 10th, it's our 250th birthday. We've got some special things happening. We've got special guests. We've got special commemorative coins that everybody that attends is going to get one. Yeah. Because we make a big thing out of it. We're very proud of our Marine Corps, and it's our 250th. But the parade yesterday, or Saturday, was just amazing. And here's the thing about it. MSNBC. Okay, you ready for this? They said it was a different kind of parade. It was a different crowd. There's no malevolence there. Because they come up with the malevolence at other Trump rallies. And it wasn't. If you looked at the thousands and thousands of people that were out there on the eclipse, people were happy. And it was a celebration of the United States Army. 250 years. They were an army before they were an army. And they had their No King's Day too. It was called July 4th. That was their No King's Day. The groups that are marching by, they came in different historical uniforms, from the Revolutionary War through then the Civil War and World War I, World War II, Korea, Desert Storm. I tell you, when they're marching in their Desert Storm utilities, we call them the chocolate chip utilities, the uniforms we wore, because they were kind of like brown. They kind of like the markets. We call them chocolate chips. If you ever see them, you'll know why. And then from there, and you know, they had the, you know, of course they had Vietnam, and then that, and then the for the Gulf War, and, or I mean, I'm sorry, for Desert Shield, Desert Storm, and then after 9/11. And all these units coming through there. And the different units. I saw units of the Army I didn't know existed. And, I mean, these are like large units. Of course, I wasn't in the Army, so why would I know all of them? But it was the 11th Division, which was, it's kind of like the 10th Mountain Division. Everybody's heard of that. It's kind of an elite group that trains in the Arctic in the mountains so they can fight in, you know, really cold weather and up in the mountains. But there's 11th also. That's been around. I didn't even know about that one. But the thing you saw on the soldiers' faces when they were marching, they were proud. And during the Biden years, we could not make quota. Could not make quota. The only service that made quota, I believe, during the Biden years was the Marine Corps. We have less, you know, less numbers. But we also have, you know, people want to be Marines. When Trump became president, the recruiting went up. It went up so much that this year, they have already met their goals. Already. 4 months early. 4 months early, they've met their goals. Which means anything else after this is, you know, gravy. What they'll do is, they'll recruit them now and they'll say, you can go on November 1st. Or October 30th, you go November 1st, and because then it counts for next year. So, but it was a great parade, and you know, I when I see that, and then I see the other things that are happening around here. I see the LA riots, and I see the, you know, even though the LA riots, and I looked at the area that the LA riots are in, and it's not over all over LA. At least it wasn't when last time I looked. It's in a, you know, it's in an area, but it's violent. People getting hurt. Police are getting hurt. And when I see these things that says, oh, it's ICE's fault. And this is from people I know. It's ICE's fault to go in there. And I said, isn't it ICE's job to arrest people that are here illegally? Oh, but not, no. They're doing it different. They're taking people with jobs. They're taking people that are here legally. I'm not too sure about that, you know. Here's the thing is, when you start gathering people up that are here illegally, you know, then they'll bring them in there and they'll see. And then you start seeing stuff that Bill Clinton signed as order. Did you see this on Facebook the other day? I don't trust anything Facebook says, by the way, except what I put out there. Because what I put out there, happy birthday, that's about what I put out there. Or I put out something that I am writing myself about what if Donald Trump gave the National Guard back to Newsom. What would he do? Would he send them home? And then if businesses burned and people were killed and all this, he'd have to take the blame for that. And, you know, and the Marines, they sent the Marines in. Marines are guarding federal buildings. Why are they guarding the federal buildings? Because they're under attack. Excuse me. All right. Anyway, but going back to the parade, people complain, oh, the cost of it. A lot of the parade was underwritten by national organizations. Okay. The fact is that being proud, and when's the last time you saw a large parade like this? David, when's the last time you saw a parade like this? That was a military, thanks to the military, hey, we're proud of you parade. On nationwide TV. When's the last time you saw something like that? I will bet you never in your lifetime.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
Coming up. You know, I was in a parade after we got back from the Gulf War. I was the battalion commander of our composite battalion there. It was in San Diego. And you know who led the parade? Vietnam vets. They never had a parade. So, city of San Diego, I mean, it was pretty big. We had the Marines there, and we had, you know, all different units. And we marched down their main road. It was great. And people were cheering and yelling and running out and giving my Marines, girls running out and giving my Marines their phone numbers. It was, you know, it was so interesting that, you know, when we come up to the, reviewing stand, you know, and they, which were on the right side, you go, eyes right. I salute, and everybody's head snaps to the right. That was so interesting. The parade, I look up and, uh-oh, there we are. So my commands were pretty quick, but we got the salutes in, and marched on down. But I was actually in a parade, so what can I say? But you don't see them. I mean, you have your Veterans Day parades and this, but to honor the ones who are out there fighting, and they're there to protect the liberty of our country so people can have No King's protest, that they can go out and protest against the government all they want. And people are, oh my God, we're, you know, and they call it, oh, it's like an authoritarian, display. And it's like, no. I mean, you could take it like that, I guess, but it was the 250th birthday of one of the finest fighting organizations in the world. And then you get people like Newsom that are, condemning it. Using our brave soldiers as pawns. Now, I think pretty much that the guys and girls that were in their marching were real happy. I mean, if you just look at their faces on camera, they're waving and, you know, saluting the president who was up and down, saluting. And I had to think this because he's what, 78, 79? Where however old he is, because it's his birthday. And I'm thinking, does he have like a little lift thing in his chair? You know, that when he starts to stand up, it's got like springs in it that kind of gives him a little boost. Didn't look like it. But he must have gotten up and down, I don't know, 40, 50 times. Have you done that? When you're sitting in a chair and then you keep standing, it's really, I mean, you got to have good quads. So anyway, what else?
79 years old. 79. President Donald Trump, 79. June 14th 79. Birthday.
He looks pretty active. Not as active as me or my friends, but still, hey, he's got the burden of the world on his shoulders. Anyway, when I hear Newsom saying that, I'm ashamed of this man. That's driven us into debt, highest homelessness in the United States, the most, most unemployed, even though we're at the fourth largest economy, people can't buy a house. They can't afford a house. They can't gas $5 a gallon, going up to much more, maybe even up to $8 a gallon. The train to nowhere. I'm going to keep bringing that one up. No, even with all the water problems we have had, when's the last time a new reservoir was built? The fires that just burnt out Pacific Palisades. I mean, it's... Him condemning anything is a joke. I'm sorry, everybody. You know what? I can't think of anything. The only thing only statement he's made that I went, wow, is when he said biological male should not be competing. Well, he didn't say it like that. He says it doesn't seem fair biological males competing against biological females. And then he was put through the ringer by his supporters for saying that, even though it made sense. Anyway, if you got a chance to see that. Father's Day. I hope everybody had a great Father's Day. I had a great Father's Day. Kids, grandkids, all got in touch with me. Got a chance to ride my horse for a long time. Got a chance to kick back for the day where Linda had no chores for me. Not one. That was kind of cool. You probably have lots of chores because you got baby now. Do you have, like, baby watch?
I do.
Okay.
We're getting a call here at the top of the hour.
Okay. Well, who is it? Tell us quick. You've got 1 minute. Whoever's calling, we'll take that phone call.
Terry Raposa.
Terry, you got exactly 40 seconds.
Okay.
Let's go. You have 40 seconds.
Hang on.
Yeah, you have a guest coming on after the break, correct?
Yep.
All right. Well, then I'll just save it. It's just that... I did want to touch on what you said about Newsom and the governor race, but I'll go ahead and save it, I guess.
Well, okay.
I mean, because you got a break coming, brother. That's all.
I know. Yeah, 35 seconds. Tomorrow, you want to call?
I will.
I've got sheriff and I've got veteran service officer. But yeah, if you call in, say 7 o'clock, we'll give you your time.
All right, buddy.
Got it. Okay.
Have a great day.
You bet. Okay, we're going to take a break from the news. When we come back, we have Shasta County Citizens Advocacy Respect. We're going to be talking about Juneteenth and the No Kings Day.
Hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The 57-year-old man wanted in last week's shootings.
KCNR's Shasta Redding.
Spouses scheduled for a court hearing later today. One of the lawmakers and her spouse were killed. The suspect, Vance Bolter, was arrested last evening.
Multiple agencies were there as FBI laid hands on it and Minnesota State Patrol put the hands on.
Governor Tim Walz says Bolter was arrested in rural Sibley County, southwest of Minneapolis. Former Democratic House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark were killed in their Brooklyn Park home early Saturday. Senator John Hoffman, also a Democrat, and his wife Yvette were injured at their home about 9 miles away. They are expected to recover. Israel has warned civilians in parts of Tehran to clear out. The Israelis apparently planning an attack. At least 8 people died overnight in Israel as a result of Iranian missile strikes. Israel says it has achieved aerial superiority over Tehran, can fly over the Iranian capital without facing any major threats. Now, the ongoing conflict will be high on the agenda of the G7 summit taking place in Alberta, Canada.
I think the G7 is going to be tested because there is a war between sworn enemies who see their side of the argument as existential. The question, of course, will be not can the Europeans come up with a united position to try and put some, you know, influence on the conflict. The key question will be, can the Europeans and the other leaders that are here put some pressure or encourage or shape some of the thinking in Donald Trump? He is the only person who has potential influence and leverage over the Israelis.
The BBC's James Landale says Mr. Trump is now in Alberta for that G7 summit. Rally underway on Wall Street this morning. The Dow up 487 points. NASDAQ ahead almost 300 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Mike Gallagher here, host of the Mike Gallagher Show. If you know me, you know I only put my name behind people and companies I trust. When it comes to mortgages, I trust Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. They're not just friends. They've done loans for me, my family. I've seen firsthand how they treat every client like their family. And these days, that personal touch really matters. With the cost of everything up, you might be looking for ways to free up cash. Maybe you're thinking about a cash out refi or HELOC to finish some home projects, consolidate debt, or just get ahead financially. Fellowship is a full service direct lender, not a broker. They cut out the middleman. That means faster decisions, fewer fees, and less stress. Whether you're buying your first home, downsizing, or refinancing to get some breathing room, they'll tailor fit the loan to your life. Get started at fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G. fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, equal housing lender, NMLS number 819382.
Spaniards who think that tourism has gone too far in some parts of the country at the expense of the locals are taking action.
Protesters use water guns against unsuspecting tourists in the popular city and on the Spanish island of Mallorca as groups demand a rethink of an economic model they believe is fueling a housing crunch and erasing the character of their hometown. Protester Marina Sanahuya tells the AP, there's a necessity to change the monoculture of tourism because it's obviously very easy to make money out of tourism, but it has a very strong negative impact on the local population. Firstly, because there is a process of precariousness when it comes to jobs. While Andrea Martinez, an administrative assistant, explains, the squirt guns are to bother the tourists a bit. He says Barcelona has been handed to the tourists. There is a fight to give Barcelona back to its residents. I'm Charles Villazer.
News and analysis, townhall.com. They are landmarks, centuries-old monasteries damaged by a recent series of powerful earthquakes in southeastern Europe.
It all happened in a secluded monastic community in northern Greece. A magnitude 5.3 quake struck the Mount Athos Peninsula on June 7th, followed by a series of both undersea and land-based tremors. The semi-autonomous monastic republic is one of the most important religious sites for Orthodox Christians. It's home to 20 monasteries and observes strict traditions. Heath Peters, Washington.
Flash flooding caused by torrential rains has killed 5 people in parts of West Virginia. Rescue crews searching for 3 others who are missing. Authorities are also assessing the extent of infrastructure damage. Officials say anywhere from 2.5 to 4 inches of rain fell in parts of Wheeling and Ohio County within about a half hour Saturday night. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeehaw! And welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 16th of June, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Father's Day was yesterday, and David, you are a father. You're a new father.
Yes.
A new daddy.
Yes, and we made our first public appearance at the Benton Air Park.
On Father's Day.
Aviation Day.
Aviation Day. Jim was there. Jim Brimmer.
Yep, Jim was
there. Hey, Jim, I know you're listening, man. We miss you. We don't really. It's not like you're gone forever because I'm getting emails from you every day. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. Thank you. Keep it up. Keep it up. And it's National Fudge Day. You know what? We miss a lot of days. It was Military Women's Day the other day, and we totally missed that. How did you do that?
Yeah.
Where are you getting these things from?
Over the weekend, you know. So, I don't know, this nationaldaycalendar.com.
Well, I would find something else. I would say, you know, here's what you do. You put in important days today and see what comes up. I mean, it could be the color purple day. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But we need more than fudge day. And like I said, we've missed some big ones here. Not your fault, because you're doing just like, you know, we do, because sometimes, it gets good days in there.
Did you get Flag Day?
Yeah. Did we get Flag Day?
Well, it was over the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So we did. Okay. So, got to turn her up. Either that or I'm going to have to turn her up.
Is that loud enough?
It is now.
Okay.
But you're not going to be up that close to the microphone. Okay. What else is going on here? Oh, how about the weather? It's going to be a beautiful week, my friends. Today, a high near 93. Low tonight around 62. And it's going to be kind of like that the rest of the week. Tomorrow, 97. Now, I will tell you on Wednesday, it's going to be triple digits. It's going to be 102. But then it's going to drop down to 67 that night. And the rest of the week, 96, 89, 83, 89. It is going to be absolutely fabulous this week. So, enjoy it, because I think the triple digits is rolling in here at some point. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, great people there, the Kinney family. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And if it's the, is this the third? Yeah, this is the third Monday.
Yep, I'm the
so
third Monday person.
So it must be the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. And let's just start right off with the No King. I'd like to say the No King
protest
was a huge success.
It was a huge success.
It was, because on Sunday morning I woke up, there was no kings in America. So it must have worked.
Of course
the
it worked.
The last time we had one like this and it worked was July 4th, 1776. No kings. So you can say this was a success because there was no kings the next day.
Well, there were no kings.
That's right. There were no kings the next day. So you can be proud of your little demonstrations.
Of my.
And all the little signs they held calling Trump a Nazi and, I mean, just all of these. And if you voted for Trump, you're fascist. Oh yeah, They're you know what they are? They're mending attitudes with signs like that.
Well, I wasn't there and I didn't see the signs, but you do agree, and I've heard you agree before, that protest is a very viable way of going after this.
Here's the other thing. You see signs protesting the 250th birthday of the Army. They're protesting the parade. The only reason they can parade like they did out there with their stupid signs and their pink hair was because of groups of people like the U.S. Army, the U.S. Marines, the U.S. Navy, the U.S. Air Force, who fought to keep them safe. Most of those people out there, I would say, because it's just the way it is, have never been in the military, have no concept of it, didn't want to be in the military. They were more than willing to let somebody else fight and die for them.
But I think there are a lot of vets.
I think there's a number of vets, not a lot. I think there's a number.
Because my neighbor is a vet, and he went, and he was telling me how important it was. Some things were important to them, and he made signs, you know, that talked about vets, healthcare and all those kinds of things. So,
well, vets' healthcare is very important to me, too. That's why when I saw their budget this year, it was the highest it had ever been for the VA. And, yes, they
lost. And it's about time.
Well, yeah, but he's only been here. He's only elected back in, in January, right? You know, where was Biden?
Don't know. But.
Oh, no, he doesn't. Biden doesn't know where he was.
No.
Are you telling me you think that man was mentally cognitive of what was going on all the time?
No, I do not believe he was.
Who was signing? Who had control of the auto pen? Now that, up to then, I never even thought of auto pen and all this. I thought if it was an auto pen, it was because he had signed a document and then they signed, all the copies with an auto pen. No, you could auto pen a document.
Yes, you can auto pen. Any president can do that. Well, I presume that the president controls what gets signed.
He got lost in his closet.
No.
This is from a Secret Service agent that watched it. And it's a good thing they didn't have to send the dogs after him. But my next question is, well, how big is that closet? Does it have like a little bathroom in it or something? I mean,
Maybe it's a dressing room, so it would have a bathroom and it would have a hairdresser's salon. And
You don't know.
But
still.
You don't know about these things.
You didn't know how to get out of there.
That's a very sad thing. I try not to read those kinds of things, to be perfectly honest.
Well, this is the man that ran our country who had control of the nukes. And
but
I think
he
really
no longer
important.
Does. He no, no longer
but
does.
I think it's really important is that we find out, when did they realize he was at that stage?
Yeah.
It wasn't in June when he had that debate. It was well before that. People could see it. And yet our news agencies and our politicians protected this man when we were in danger. This really offended the American people. I don't know how many votes came across for Trump just because of that.
It changed the election.
I know you voted for him.
Actually, I did not vote last year for president. Oh. It was a disappointing
election. Oh, come on. If that kept you from voting, you haven't probably voted in the last 15 years.
No. I'm pickier than that. I am not a Democrat. I am a no party preference person. But I was stunned when we saw Biden on the stage and his inability to present his information. Mm-hmm. It was a stunning thing.
Do you think he was wearing Depends then?
I have no clue.
I mean, I don't know.
I have no clue.
I imagine that politicians wear Depends sometimes if they're going to be someplace for a long time. Maybe not. I don't know. Okay.
I've heard that Caltrans workers do, because a lot of times they're working somewhere where there's not good toilets and stuff like that.
Well, if it's a guy, I just heard. If it's a guy,
but women have a different issue.
The, The world's our urinal. Come on, if you're a guy. I mean, you just walk out in the bushes. And there
I know. It's disgusting.
It's not disgusting. It's
disgusting.
It's another one of the 100 ways that it's good to be a guy.
Yeah. Well, that is one of the ways. Yeah.
It is.
Yep.
Okay, now we're here to talk about Juneteenth, but we're going to do that after this break.
Okay, great.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry is the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. It has the only watch repairman, the only stone cutter.
In fact, they repaired my watch last week.
What can I say when you have guests come on and say they go to Four Winds Jewelry? The only place Linda goes to, or I go to, buy jewelry and the, I mean, they've got a super selection of jewelry, all different types, very fair prices, been voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row, been there for 30 years, locally owned, locally operated, can't say enough about them. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll take a break and be right back with Susan Wilson to explain to us how
and why,
how and why Juneteenth.
We will stand every boy, every girl, and a man. Before when things go wrong, as they sometimes will, and the road you travel is dead, all of hell, let's work together. Come on, let's work together.
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime, with all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
At the Community Foundation of the North State, we believe strong communities start with generosity and connection. As a grant-making public charity for over 25 years, we link people who care with causes that matter, supporting education, the arts, health, and more across the North State. Together, we're creating a lasting impact right here at home. The Community Foundation of the North State. Local giving, powerful results.
Visit cfnorthstate.org to learn more. A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Well, this land was made for you and me. I roamed and rambled. I followed my footsteps through the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. And all around me, a voice was calling. It said this land was made.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They have the Get Care Now for non-life-threatening emergencies. You can use Get Care Now to reserve an ER treatment time. Instead of going down there and waiting 3 or 4 hours, stay at your home for 3 hours, make an appointment, go down there, be seen. Now, this isn't for life-threatening emergencies. In fact, when you go to the website and you click on Get Care Now tab, they're going to ask you a couple questions like, you know, are you bleeding? you know, are you having problems breathing? And they'll tell you get in there right then. But if you've got something gastrointestinal or something like that, whatever, you pulled all your back muscles and you don't want to just go down there and stand in agony, use Get Care Now. Go to ShastaRegional.com. And click the Get Care Now tab. All right. I'm here with Susan Wilson, independent and independent voter. And we're here to discuss a few things. But first of all, when I hear that, this land is your land, no kings, the 250th birthday, to me, that's what makes our country wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Protest all you want. Do it peacefully. Don't destroy things. Don't,
right.
Don't hurt people.
When you do that,
as frankly as I'm concerned, you need to get shot in the head with a rubber bullet. If you're trying.
Well, I don't know about shooting people, but I
rubber
think,
bullet.
I think that we need.
No,
to
if they are just no, I tell you, if they are destroying property, they are hurting people. Oh yeah, Then the gloves come off. But if you're peacefully protesting, then the police and everybody should be applauding. Our police down here in town, because there were several hundred people out there on Saturday, the police, I'm sure, were somewhere around there. I didn't see a lot of them, but I'm sure
that
they were out there.
Yeah.
They should be applauding, just like that Black Lives Matter big hoo-ha we had. There was no violence, and the place was clean afterwards. People picked up. That's America. That's what I was fighting for.
I'm really proud.
I don't have to agree with it.
Well. Yeah.
I don't have to agree with it.
You know the
but
problem.
It's
the
right.
You know the problem is, I mean, with protests and with other things, is that you get this huge group of people or large group of people, maybe not huge, but large group of people, and you don't know who all the people are that are there. You know, and one person can ruin the sort of ambiance of what's going on. You know, other people can be peacefully demonstrating, and one person can do a stupid thing. I mean, I'm thinking
like
Seattle, Portland. You know, attack a police person or whatever around him.
When he tries to hijack this thing, should turn on him like a pack of rabid wolves, bring him to the ground and stomp him. And guess what? It wouldn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
The peaceful protesters cannot let this happen. Turn non-peaceful. Take him down. Kick him in the face. No. Rabid wolves.
It's just a hard thing to do. I mean, I remember, you know, old as I am, you know, I remember Vietnam and the Vietnam days when I – excuse me, used to,
a lot of people, war. A lot of people didn't.
Yeah.
And a lot of them were peaceful. And,
mm-hmm.
then you got into things like the Chicago, if you remember the Democratic Convention.
Yes, yeah.
The Democratic Convention in Chicago, and that turned into a bloodbath out there.
Mm-hmm.
Cops were whacking people. I mean, it wasn't like today.
Yeah.
Of course, nobody could be videoing it. They were just out there, you know, thumping. But here's the thing is, to have that beautiful birthday for the United States Army,
mm-hmm.
that beautiful parade, and people loving it out there. People were proud to be there. The soldiers were proud. At the same time, to go or the No Kings group, they were happy. They were doing what they wanted to do with nobody pushing on them, nobody suppressing them, nobody coming in there and wading into them. Why? Because it was peaceful.
Yeah. And I think that that's and the I way that we have to go.
I don't have to agree with it.
With what they're talking about.
I don't have to agree with whether either side, as long, because they have the right to do that, that the military fought for over 250 years now.
And a lot of people in those peaceful groups fought in the military at some point.
I would say some of them. There's not a lot. Some of them.
That's
a lot. Yeah. If you've got, say you had 1,000 people Saturday, do you have 200 that were former military in that? No.
I don't know.
That would be a lot. Yeah. I would bet maybe you might have had 30 to 40. Because there's just that not that many that have served in the military, Susan. When you look at it, I mean, it's only like a million people. I mean, it's they have a million people that serve. And the fact is a large percentage, I think it's only like 2 or 3% of the United States has actually served in the military of the population.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I'd have to look, David, look that up. See what the, how many people in the United States, see what the percentage is that served in the,
population. It's probably in the census somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Yeah. Okay, Stones, what you got there, Rich?
Hey, good morning. Hey, I was at the Reading No Kings protest this last couple of days ago and doing surveillance and intelligence gathering like some of us do. And, wow, there was a lot of vehicles there, not even from here. Marin County, Davis, Humboldt, Sacramento, of course. A big convoy of Chico folks came up. I would estimate probably half of that crowd were not even from Reading. And we've done this surveillance before for these local protests.
Okay.
And it was not peaceful, by the way.
Oh.
Where?
What happened?
I was doing some vehicle. Now, there were about 6 pickup trucks that were driving up and down Cypress. They had Trump flags and U.S. flags. And I did not hear any verbal altercations, the few times I saw them drive by. However, as they came around a building on one occasion, one of those same pickup trucks was stopped in the middle of Cypress. And everybody else had left because they had the green light. And this driver was in the back of his truck outside arguing with a couple of people. And so I stopped and just waited to make sure he was going to be okay. And then when they departed, the guy actually went to City Hall and met a police officer. And when the guy was done with that, I said, "What happened?" He said, "I was sitting at the red light with a group of cars, and some elderly old man walks up to the back of my truck and rips my U.S. flag and breaks the flag stand out of the back of my truck."
I read that in the paper.
Is that right? Yeah. See, there's no spot for that. There's you know what? It's wrong. Nobody's going to argue that because they wouldn't want somebody to come up to them holding their sign, take it away from them, and rip it in half. That's
here's my point, Carl. Here's my point. I'm a firearms instructor. I'm a use of force instructor. And here's what I would have done: is had somebody come up to my occupied vehicle and shown a physical propensity for active violence, I would have gotten out of my vehicle with some of my less than lethal tools that I have on me, which are plentiful, by the way. And I would have painted that dude from head to toe with pepper spray.
That 90-year-old guy, you would have done that?
Yes. You're darn straight. You're darn straight. These people are unhinged and out of control.
What you should have done is gotten out and handed him a can of Ensure.
Well, I'm just saying, Carl, the citizens, are not going to put up with
but let's just say,
and I have to say, I'm glad that that's the only thing that happened.
Yeah, if that was it, it was wrong. However, let's go back into a lot of people. There were some people driving up and down the street. By the way, I did see that. They were making that. Uh-huh. They turned around in the right there where the car wash is and came right back down the street.
Okay.
And what I saw was, I'm sorry that guy did that, he lost it, went out there. And, I mean, if he had taken down the Trump sign, the Trump flag, I could have maybe understood that. But. No, I mean, I could have understood that, but not the American flag. Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, let me, real quick. We cannot tolerate this, because if we tolerate that, they will escalate.
You mean violence. You mean destruction of private property.
It will escalate to physical
violence. Because you strongly support the people's right to protest.
Peacefully protest, Carl.
Yeah, peacefully. That's what I'm saying. Peacefully protest.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. See? No, I mean, that's
no,
just...
That
was wrong. The guy should
have
done
that.
It was
not a right thing, but if he's a 90-year-old man...
Well, we don't know.
We don't know anything about
him.
Came up
with this walker. He came up with this walker, and he grabbed it. Maybe he was getting ready to... No, that was wrong.
Yeah, it was wrong.
He should have been arrested.
Well, I don't...
He should have been pelted by the rest of the crowd. They should have seen the beginning of that and said, the broken window syndrome. He breaks that flag. Then we burn down the city hall. They should have stoned him.
Now, Carl.
We got to take
now,
a break,
Carl.
And we'll be right back.
That was interesting.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Get job ready today at Shasta College. Whether you're interested in accounting or agriculture, automotive or nursing, or any of our many other career trainings, our in-demand programs will give you the skills you need for a fulfilling and exciting future career. Planning to transfer? Start here and complete your first 2 years. Then transfer to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. And the best part is, all full-time students get 2 years tuition for free. Choose the class format that works for you. In-person, online, hybrid, or 8-week accelerated courses designed for busy adults. You may even qualify for up to $4,000 per semester through our 15 to finish program. Restrictions apply. See a counselor for details. Fall semester begins August 18th, so don't wait. Enroll today at ShastaCollege.edu or call 530-242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Let's work together. Who is that?
That one is George Thorogood live.
Oh, boy. Okay. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 16th of June, 8:34 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Chat Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. I've been going there since 2007 when I moved here to Redding, California. Love it here. Love that barbershop. It is not a hair salon, my friends. It's a barbershop. I mean, it's great haircuts, good people. No arguing going on in there. They don't even discuss politics. Why would you discuss politics with a guy that's got a straight-edge razor right next to your ear? Why would you want to get him excited? You don't. So they don't discuss it. I make reservations there, but I give him a call or an appointment. Give him a call at 530-244-9478. Never been disappointed getting a haircut at Cypress Square Barbershop. It's a man's last stronghold. And I'm here with Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. And now it's Terry's turn. Okay, Terry, good morning.
Hey, Carl.
We kind of got on the subject.
I drove by it, too, about actually three times and drove by it. I didn't basically it was they were all quite gregarious, but I didn't notice any violence when I went by. What I did see is the crosswalks were, they backed up traffic forever because it kept going back and forth across the crosswalks, and you couldn't get into City Hall if you had to get in there. In fact, at one point, the right lane was completely non-workable, that turn lane.
You couldn't get into it right there. You could gone behind there and gotten in. You know, down the street by where the...
you go down the street by Crown Motor and then come back around that.
Or by the library. Right. Yeah, go down by the library. Right. You could have gotten in there. Yeah.
Right, but I'm just saying that, I mean, that was... But the thing is that really and truly, I mean, I've been here for 50 years, and I didn't recognize hardly anybody out there. I mean, that's the bone I have. Same thing with Chico, with the folks down there. I'm all for it. If you have the right to protest, you have the right to peacefully... assemble. There's no question about that. I haven't got any heartburn with that. I just don't like the idea of people being from other states. And I also don't like the idea of people all in black with masks on in the crowd there that are photoing and kind of just staring at people as they go by. It's disingenuous, I guess, is the thing I'm saying. It's very disingenuous.
Disingenuous to what?
As far as the people in this county.
Oh, well, I drove by there one time, and it was on our way to Costco. So by the time we got out of Costco, it was over for the most part. So I was just kind of driving by, and I did not, I'm not saying that they weren't there, because I'm sure they were if you saw them. I didn't see anybody dressed in black.
I
just saw a bunch
really
of up. Elderly people. Mm-hmm. Most of them, did you notice that most of them were older?
Mm-hmm. Not when I went by.
Really?
I went by earlier, and there was a lot of young people, too.
Okay.
I'm not saying that they're, well, if they're older, then I probably would know them. So I'm just saying that.
I was looking to see if there was anybody I knew.
I'm just saying, you know, the point is that I have no heartburn over anything. I mean, the thing is that people should just be basically left alone for their rights, with their rights. Yeah. I'm just saying that. There were a lot of people there I didn't recognize. And when I went by, which was earlier, there were a lot of young people, and there were elderly people, too. But, again, I didn't recognize anybody. And, I did business in this town for almost 40 years, and I knew all the business people and saw people out in stores.
I'm sure there were people came in from other places.
You think?
So, well, probably.
Yeah, and
there's
so,
no argument there. I mean, I can't prove that they didn't.
Yeah. The thing is that I – you know, we really have to start figuring out a way to bring this county back to where we're all working together. And, you know, that's just, that just isn't happening. And outside influence, has a lot to do with that. And I think that, I don't even think it, I know it, that at least on the left side of the aisle, there are people coming in from, a lot of people coming in. And on the right side, there's really, they're not even really protesting. So, you know.
Well, they won.
Yes.
Hey, they did, didn't they?
Terry.
Hey.
Terry, they ran. Terry, they ran. No, no. Terry, they ran the table.
You think?
What's there to protest?
I know, you think? And so I thought it was kind of, yeah, I mean, that's the whole point.
There you go. So when somebody says something, you just look at them and say, are you mad because we ran the table? And they'll go, if they're honest, they'll go, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yes. Terry, got to run. Thank you, Phil, for the phone call. Yeah, you know, and I believe that. I'm sure there are people coming in from other areas and all this. But they had these in Weaverville, Eureka, or Wairika.
And didn't they have one in Chico?
Chico. Of course they would in Chico because it's a college town.
Yeah.
I would be, if they didn't have one in Chico, I'd worry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And you know what? The thing is that, but they're still back. They haven't gotten over this hatred thing for Trump. The Democrats are never going to win.
You haven't gotten over your hatred thing for Biden.
I don't hate Biden. Oh, no, I never hated Biden. He was my commander. I mean, let me see. No, he was never my commander in chief because I wasn't in the services.
Okay.
I just felt sorry for this guy, and I did not like what he was doing to the country, but why would I hate him?
Yeah.
It would be like hating.
Well, I don't particularly hate Trump, but I disagree with a whole lot of stuff he's doing.
Disagree with what they're doing, but there's no room for hatred. Anyway, let's do
Juneteenth. Hatred is not right.
Let's do Juneteenth.
So Juneteenth. Juneteenth is a federal holiday. It became a federal holiday back in 2021, 22, 23, 24. It actually was signed into existence in 21. By Biden, who was
the
president then.
Are we sure? Was it an auto pen?
I don't know if he used an auto pen.
No, I think he signed that one.
I'm pretty sure he did. It was a celebration to sign it. It was a celebration. And it's based on June 19th as the date is actually based
1865.
On. 1865. Yep. It's based on something that happened in Texas.
Yep.
And so, and people need to know. So it was Texas, and slaves had already been emancipated, you know, throughout the United States, supposedly, but not in Texas, who didn't get the message. And so then they didn't get the message.
They did not have 24-hour day news.
No, they did not get the message. But, the army did come to, help with the emancipation of the black population in Texas, and that day became Juneteenth. That happened on the 19th of June in 1865.
And the first celebration started 1866.
Yes. You know, it was something to celebrate for many, many, many people, and they did celebrate it. There have been problems with the celebration of it. You know, Jim Crow days has been an issue.
It wasn't until the Republicans pushed through the Civil Rights Act in the 60s that a lot of the stuff changed because the Democrats all voted against it, even though it was Lyndon Johnson, who was an affirmed racist. As president, brought it up to be his legacy. It was Republicans that pushed it through.
Mm-hmm. Somewhere
you're supposed to say, "Yes, that's right. The Republicans did do that."
Well, it's great. I'm glad the Republicans did that. one of the things that, of course, has happened this year with Trump is that he has really gone after DEI, and one of the things that he basically says he canceled was Juneteenth.
How did you cancel that?
Well, he said they weren't going to. I can't find where I read that damn thing. Sorry, my language. So it went along with Black History Month and some other stuff where he said
He's trying to take out all racial and all types of terms like that. Uh-huh. Oh, by the way, when people say that he took out a Medal of Honor recipient, Marine Medal, and which the computers were going through and taking things out, and there was it took out this article, but there were several other articles it never touched. However, they returned that back in, and it was wrong to do something like that. Just totally wrong. But Juneteenth is celebrated by everybody now, I guess, but in African community.
Well, it's a federal holiday.
Did everybody get the day off?
No, because it's only a state holiday in 27 states. We happen to be one of them. 2021 was when we stamped it and said it will be a state holiday.
And my bank is closed.
And yes, banks are closed.
Yep.
Banks are closed because it's a federal holiday. There's a little waffling going on here, you know.
Okay. Hey, look, we have to take a break here. And we come back. Robert, hang on through the break. Listen to you, but we've got still some more stuff on Juneteenth. And what people you have to understand is Emancipation Proclamation, 13th Amendment, went through and had spread throughout the rest of the United States.
Yeah.
Texas had not
gotten the message,
which is not unusual, but back then. However, when the Union Army came in there and for Reconstruction, they made sure they understood it. So at that point, the slaves were freed.
That's
essentially,
right.
They were still practicing slavery there. So, that's why it became such a major holiday because that was officially the last of the slaves being freed in the United States. Okay. Yeah. We'll be right back.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution, or road grime,
stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
But when you talk about destruction, I mean, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's been an interesting morning. It's cool. 16th of June, 8:49 in the morning. It's going to be 93 today. It's going to be a beautiful week. We only got, maybe one day with triple digits, and the rest of the week is going to be beautiful. So, Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business, great people, the Kenny people, Kenny family. 530-365-3793. I'm here with Susan Wilson. No, I was going to say that. Susan Wilson of Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. We've been talking Juneteenth. We've been talking No Kings, which was a huge success because of the next morning when you woke up, there were no kings in America. So it must have worked.
And no trash on the road.
And no trash on the roads, which is even more important to me. Robert, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Carl.
What's up?
You got me a little conflicted now because you want to stay on the June 19th thing.
It's go for it.
No, I mean, I've got something I could say about both, actually, because they're both, well, they're not super connected, but they're very similar in how they're dividing the nation, both Juneteenth and these protests. The protests, I'm sure, Carl, you've heard the term past is prologue.
Passive what?
Past, as in yesterday, past is prologue.
Oh, okay.
In other words,
okay. Yeah.
We learn from yesterday, right?
Right.
Whatever happened yesterday, we will deal with today knowing what we learned yesterday.
Right.
And part of these protests are getting the society used to this violent way of passing the mostly the Democrat, very liberal agenda. So, like, if you go back to the Summer of Love with George Floyd, all of that violence, and then all of a sudden, January 6th happened, and now they weren't okay with it. You see what I'm saying? All these people learned that they could violently protest all through all that time. And then when it was the right's turn to protest, now all of a sudden it wasn't okay. It's not okay.
I understand what you're saying.
So they're teaching us with these protests, and they're teaching us that if we don't want our towns burned, if we don't want problems with police getting hurt and whatnot, we better go along with their agenda. So that's my problem with No Kings and Antifa and LGBTQ and all of those protests. They're all just trying to teach us that we need to go along with them.
Well, you know what, Robert, I would say in some instances you're right, but I would say that, and I'm just going to, from what I've seen, let's just say the No King protest, that there were very little violence. From what I saw, I mean, I'm sure there were areas, but most of them were nonviolent. Now, I'm not talking L.A. and Seattle and Portland and those places where they're crazy, but the idea that people can protest against something, you're not against that, though.
No, definitely not.
Okay.
Real quickly, if I could, on the Juneteenth.
Okay.
To me, it's two sides of the same card. It's all about dividing America. I got no problem. I would prefer, as opposed to Juneteenth, to just have, America was wrong day, and we can
all the white people can walk along in parades with sackcloth and whip themselves and just, you know, be so feel so bad for all the bad things that this country has done, and then we can get it over with. Then we can just move on. Because to me, the Juneteenth at this point, it's serving more division. It's dividing people worse. There are more child molesters in America than there are white supremacists. And I'm not talking about just people that are proud to be white or proud to be black. I'm talking about real racist people, whether they're black, white, or Hispanic. There are more child molesters. But the more we force things like Juneteenth and all this other stuff on people, the more racists we make.
We're not forcing Juneteenth on anybody.
Yeah.
We're not forcing Juneteenth on anybody. You know, Juneteenth is a celebration for the country of solving a problem that was slavery. So it's a celebration for everybody, and nobody has to flail themselves in a white sacking outfit. However, you know, I do think that it's really important. Sorry about that. I think that it's really important that we recognize that as a whole, we want to recognize this issue of emancipation. We want to help people exist well in the world that we have built. And that's your responsibility, and right and left and purple and green people's responsibility to do. You know, I think that it has nothing to do with child molesters, and it upsets me when you put child molesters into the discussion.
Well, what he was comparing is that there's more of this law of this. Okay, now here's what I like the idea of. Why don't we just have one day, a national day, of I'm sorry, and the whole country gets together and says I'm sorry for what happened. Let's move on.
For any number of
everything.
Things.
I'm so, sorry. Anyway, thanks a lot, Robert. We got
to
figure.
So I just have to finish this up.
Right.
You know.
Right. Thanks, Robert.
Thanks, Robert. City of Reading, we will be having a celebration, a Juneteenth celebration, on the 19th. It's pretty much in the afternoon downtown, 3:30 to 8:30. It's sponsored by a lot of people, so I think it's really important to see who is supporting this. Reading Rancheria, McConnell Foundation, Viva Downtown, Shasta County Arts Council, Shasta College, SEIU, the Teachers Association, and of course SCAR, Shasta County Citizens Against Support. Advocating respect.
There you go. There you go.
Advocating respect. Many of us are there. There's going to be great music. It'll be on Market Street there, and there'll be food and music and celebrations and basketball contests and some opportunities to shop. And the band is there.
Did you say basketball competition?
Well, I think they were trying to do kid basketball competition.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Face painting?
I'm sure they'll have face. I don't know. The band, though, is really great. So those of you who like music need to catch up with the MJ Brass Boppers. These are folks that do the band in New Orleans. And so there'll be
I heard about that.
Yeah, so there'll be some really great music, and I think that it's really important.
It's going on for 5 hours. It's going to go right down here on Market Street, down
right
here
down
in the promenade.
Here in the
Are they
promenade.
Going to block off the street?
I think
you're going to have to.
I think it is blocked off, but okay. I didn't go to the last meeting, so I'm a little behind. You know, but it should be an interesting and fun event. And a grand celebration of something that the country has done.
Do me a big favor, David. Bring Lori on, and then can you hand me my
Is
bag?
Is this Lori
or
McNeil?
I don't know. Lori, good morning. I would imagine it's not.
Good morning. Am I on the air?
Yes.
Under 1 minute. This is Lori Bridgeford. I was just listening to this last hour, and there's the issue with the protesting. Sometimes people are paid, sometimes they're not. They're organically coming out because their heart and soul's into it. Some people are paid a small fortune, and it's probably not to just show up. And like you said, why do they have to hide in these masks and all the rest? The other issue is in kind of wrapping it up. Some people are there for other issues, like they have no ice. open borders, immigration. And so I'm kind of sensing there's a lot of protests that kind of crash with the other original intent. And so there's this multi-layer of different protesting. I'll leave you with this. If you want to search engine, this is Amuse on X, Tribal Truths and Modern Myths, Why California is Not, quote-unquote, Stolen Land. And it goes into Spain was here a long time ago. Then the different tribes. Originally there was like 500 tribes, and it was down to 100 tribes. There were treaties done, bargaining, deals. I don't know what happened with this last 4 years of the open borders, but those weren't treaties. So
okay,
I'll send this to you guys.
Okay, yes, got to run. Bye. Susan Wilson, thank you again.
Thank you.
June 19th. It's going to be this Thursday. There's
this
going to be a five-hour celebration right downtown.
3:30 to 8:30.
Music,
good
food,
music.
All that.
Thanks.
Okay. We had a lot of interesting phone calls today.
We did.
You know, people say, don't you get upset when people are protesting? Absolutely not. You know, I spent 32 years of my life making sure people could protest peacefully.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get angry and want to destroy stuff, because I have no patience with that.
You know, and one of the things that we have to keep in mind is we need to teach people to protest.
We need to teach people to talk. Hey, everybody, have a great day. Tomorrow, Red and Rancheria and the VA home is going to join us. Have a great day, and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.